Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you would join me. And with the Lord's help, I get this is just taking longer than I expected, but you know what? If we have to go to next week, we will. I'm sharing on dreams, visions from eternity. And we were talking about the importance of having the mind of Christ. There are two major functions of the mind, memory and imagination. And I've been sharing how the Holy Spirit can help you use your memory to be able to experience new victories. And the way we do that is by reflecting on the victories and the triumphs and answered prayer that God has given in the past. The Word says that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we love to focus on the joy coming in the morning, but that sorrowful time, the pain, it's only for a season. God wants to heal us. He is the Good Shepherd who restores our soul. And we looked at, as an example, David and Goliath. He replayed in his mind, in his memory, if you will, the victories God had given over those dangerous man-eating beasts, the bear and the lion. As a young man, because he was a shepherd, he had to defend the sheep. And when a predator came, he was not going to let one sheep be lost, but he attacked them and he killed them so that none of his sheep would be lost. And so, beloved, that's how our good shepherd is today. He watches over us and he wants to restore our soul. He wants to heal us. And as we come to the Lord, yesterday's broadcast, I prayed at length for healing of memories. And our memories are a valuable tool in rehearsing the past triumphs and victories that you've experienced already in your life as you kind of replay it in your mind. And He wants us, the Lord does, to forget the things that were in the past. So often the devil wants us, you know, we think of something, he says, yeah, you remember what happened to you, remember what they did to you. And we just need to be able to turn a deaf ear to his recommendations and suggestions. Listen to what Isaiah 43:18 and 19 says. Remember ye, and this is the Lord speaking, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's such a powerful scripture. I feel it's a rhema word for many of you. I'm going to say it again. Behold, the Lord is saying, I will do a new thing. Now, in the present time, it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Aren't you going to recognize it? You won't if you're not paying attention. And he goes on to say, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In that uncharted pathway of a wilderness, in a place that seems dry and barren, God is going to make the way plain in front of your feet. Even though it seems like an arid wilderness around you, a desert, He is going to cause rivers of living water to flow to you, and your soul will be refreshed. And you will rejoice because you will know that the Lord has not abandoned you. He is with you. He's holding your right hand. Remember Philippians 3:13 and 14. Paul admonishes us to forget those things that are behind and to turn and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Praise God. A couple of powerful scripture references for you to hang on. And now we've spent some time on the memory. Now let's look at using the mind of Christ in terms of that wonderful gift, the imagination, which He has given us. God gives you your imagination so that you can create pictures of those things that you desire. Again, this wonderful gift we've been given, our imagination, can be used positively or it can be used negatively. The choice is yours. Remember, as I gave you a positive example, David and Goliath. And we know that God allowed David, with his help, he replayed or preplayed his victory over Goliath. Let me share now 1 Samuel 17, and I want to read verses 34 through 37. And of course, at this point, Saul was saying, "You're just a boy. There's no way you can go out against that huge, formidable giant." And David said to Saul, verse 34, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me," look at that, he was attacking David. "I caught him by his beard," this is a lion, "and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. Hear his faith, beloved, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." Hallelujah. Praise God. What you need to do is just quote whatever your negative circumstances are, however the enemy has risen up against you. You need to use David's very words and just insert your situation. Whatever your Goliath is, you use that situation and you come against the work of the enemy with the same kind of faith that David did, because if you do, you're going to have the same kind of results. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. And you know the results. In verse 40, it says he took his staff in his hand, and of all the things to kill a giant, he didn't have a sword, he didn't have a spear. He chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, put them in his shepherd's bag. And of course, in the Philistine, when he saw him, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." And beloved, whatever your circumstances are, you come against the giant in your life, the work of the enemy, Satan, that liar, that deceiver, and you call him for what he is, and you let him know that you come against him, not in your own might or strength, but in the name of the Lord of hosts. Let's do that together right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your anointing. And Lord, your beloved who is standing with me right now, I come in the power of agreement. And Lord, you see the Goliath in their life. You see that negative circumstances. Lord, we come against the work of the enemy, those lies, those impossible situations that he has placed in their path to make them stumble, to make them think there's no way they can go forward. Father, we thank you for the faith of God, and we speak to the work of the enemy. We come against it in the name of the Lord of the hosts of God of Israel. And Father, we thank you. You will cause deliverance to be wrought. You will give, Lord, victory into the hand of your beloved, and they shall see, no matter how the enemy has fought in days past, no matter if it's been as a blockade, no matter if it's been as a road that's been just filled with boulders, so there's no way to go over, as a mountain before them, Father, that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Lord, you said that mountain can be removed, and we speak to the mountains in the name of Jesus, that by the faith of God that you have given and imparted, they shall be removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I praise you, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah to the mind of to the Lord of hosts, and thank God for the mind of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, you know what? There is, we see all the things that are occurring in the world today, if I can just very briefly, because I don't want to spend time looking at the negative, but there's a lot of things that are being accomplished in today's world because of the power of imagination. God has given to man tremendous creativity, and he doesn't rob man of that ability and those gifts, even if they're wickedly disposed, even if they're using them for the cause of the enemy. But we see, going into the Word of God, there was a time that man was wicked exceedingly. And we're talking now about the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11:6. Let me read two verses, actually. Well, let me start with verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered the people. He scattered them into the nations of the world. And so what we hear the Lord saying is he's acknowledging the gift and the power of imagination. Beloved, we need to use this powerful gift for God's purposes and for blessing in our lives. Remember what the Word of God says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, beloved, it has been just a precious privilege to be able to minister to you this week. And we have not at all finished the ground that I'd like to cover, so I do invite you to tune in next week at the same time. Thank you so much for joining me. I love hearing from my partners, and I thank you, partners, for your prayer support, for your financial help. And if the Lord's moving on you, if you've never written before, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.